Hi, this is Arvind Yuvaraj, and congratulations on making it this far. It's our last episode in this Guardians of the Deposit series, and you're that much closer to having a complete and wholesome understanding of the roles that Perbadanan Insurance Deposit Malaysia, or PIDM, play in our financial ecosystem that benefits all of us. But in case you forgot, here is a quick recap. PIDM provides a safety net to our deposits in the bank in case of any bank failure.
You know what a bank run is? You know, when people sort of like all queue up and start wanting to withdraw from the bank at the same time.
Because they feel like their safety is jeopardized.
Yeah, quite right. So even if the bank's not in trouble, so if everybody were to suddenly all go and withdraw the money from the bank at the same time, this would actually be, constraining the liquidity of the bank. And a good bank from a good bank can actually become a troubled bank. So shoring up confidence in the stability of the financial system, the safety of people's deposits is something that is very critical.
And this protection covers various types of deposits that we have.
Your money in the bank is automatically protected against this bank failure we mentioned, up to 250,000 ringgit, from the moment you open a deposit account with a member bank. So the types of deposits that are actually eligible for this protection by PIDM are your basic saving and current accounts, fixed deposits, foreign currency deposits, principal guaranteed conventional structured products, Islamic deposit accounts, as well as bank drafts, checks, and other payment instructions or instruments made against a deposit account. And the best part is that it's free, no payment required.
Best of all, that protection is also extended to our takaful and insurance.
We know you buy insurance to protect yourself or your family when bad time hits. You would expect insurance companies to cover your back after years of paying premium. But what if your insurance provider can no longer honour the benefits on your takaful certificate or insurance policy? This is where PIDM comes in. It is very important that PIDM ensures your claims are honoured because this is a financial security and safety net that is very much needed by you and your family in tough times.
That seems to be pretty all-encompassing, don't you think? But despite all this, disseminating information about what they do isn't that easy, and it's reflected in the kind of misinformation that's still circulating out there. You know, like scams that are abusing PIDM's name for evil. So to find out more about what kinds of scams are out there that relate to PIDM and how PIDM is managing them, I speak to Afiza Abdullah, General Manager of the Policy and International Division at PIDM. So, Afiza, public misconception can be a tough area to address for regulators. So what are some of the misconceptions about PIDM?
Some of the misconceptions we've heard of are like PIDM being an insurance company and that we protect almost every single financial product out there, like investments, which of course we do not protect. In recent years, we tried to address this by getting onto social media to better educate and engage with consumers in a way that we're not able to do before during our advertising campaigns. It is important that we're able to reach out to consumers because the misconceptions they have about PIDM could also be the reasons why they might fall for certain scams that misrepresent PIDM's protection or use PIDM's name and logo without authorization. So aside from being better equipped to avoid scams, Arvind, we want consumers to know about our protection limit, the products we protect and don't protect, our member institutions, because all of this information will help them to be better equipped to make financial decisions and assess risk that they can be comfortable with.
Okay, so let's just expand on that a bit. What are some of the scams related to PIDM and how do they go about it?
Well, the financial scams relating to PIDM are typically carried out by entities which claim to be member institutions of PIDM or that their products and services are protected by PIDM. So one thing to know, Arvind, is that these scams are promoting loans or investments and victims are asked to pay a fee to quote-unquote activate PIDM's protection in order to receive their loan or investment returns. These scammers will also claim that PIDM will not release the loan or investment return until the payment is made, which can be up to several thousand ringgit, Arvind.
Mm-hmm.
So in some of these complaints lodged with us, victims will also charge other bogus fees. for example, legal or administrative, for administrative purposes. Well, usually we will come to know about these scams when the victims call us to find out why PIDM is not releasing their loan or investment returns despite paying the so-called activation fee. By this time, of course, it is too late as the victims would have already incurred losses. And sometimes this can go into tens of thousands of ringgit. So through the complaints we received, we observed that those who had some basic awareness on PIDM tend to realize that something wasn't right when asked to pay for protection. Although some of them may have already paid the bogus fees up to that point, we can safely say that knowledge that they have had about PIDM saved them from getting scammed out of more money. But to others who may not have heard about PIDM or aren't too aware of the details of our protection, well, they are not so lucky. In reiterating our messages from the previous podcast, we'd like you to remember these three key points. One, PIDM is a government authority. Second, we protect your deposit, takaful, and insurance benefits in the event a bank or takaful or insurance company fails. And primarily, our protection is automatic and it's free. So be on the alert if someone tells you to pay.
So basically what you're saying is that awareness about PIDM can prevent people from getting scammed, right?
Yeah, Alvin, we wholeheartedly believe that financial literacy is the key that will protect consumers from any financial scams, regardless of whether the scam relate to PIDM or not. Take, for example, the investment scams we've heard about in the news recently, which we also see in some of the complaints we received. These scams were promising victims that with an initial capital of 500 ringgit, they can expect a guaranteed return of 4,000 ringgit after just 1 week. Before you get too excited, let's do some checks first. For example, you can look at the past year's dividend rates for comparison of legitimate investment schemes like Amanah Saham Bumi Putra or the unit trust listed under the SC's website. If the investment company promise you significantly more than those returns, this could be a red flag and you need to be very careful. And we also noted that people become more susceptible to financial scams because of the unrealistic expectations they have, as it makes it hard for them to distinguish between legitimate and fraudulent schemes. This ties in with a survey conducted by the Securities Commission of Malaysia in 2018, where actually respondents perceive that an annual return of 12.4% is considered low, 24% as medium, and 42.9% as high, Alvin, which really suggests that Malaysians have an unrealistic expectation on return from their investment. So in the case of fraudulent loans, one thing victims could have asked themselves before handing over their hard-earned money is, why am I paying money to get a loan? Does it make sense to pay so much money, especially when the upfront fees amount will be more than the loan that you're asking for?
So how else does public awareness on PIDM benefit consumers beyond protecting them from financial scams?
Well, I'm glad you asked this, Arvin. While it is important that consumers are equipped with awareness to protect them from scammers, in our context, the bigger thing we want to prevent in this age of rumors and fake news is bank runs. So a popular case study I can share with you is about Northern Rock, which collapsed in 2007 due to public panic. In this case of Northern Rock, the bank run was actually caused by perception that the bank was in trouble because there were queues of depositors outside the bank branches. It didn't help that the queues were reported by the media, which further fueled public panic. Awareness about deposit protection was also lower back then, although a deposit insurance system had already been in existence in the UK for many years. The lack of knowledge and confidence that their deposits would be safe were what caused the bank run. So it's worth noting that at that point, Northern Rock was UK's first retail bank run since the 19th century, and continues to be a case in point for why there needs to be adequate awareness on deposit insurance. Most recently, in July this year, Arvin, you might have heard about several cases of bank runs in China that were results of rumors on social media. Mm-hmm. These rumors claim that the banks were on the verge of collapse, but was later debunked by authorities as being false. So these are scenarios we want to avoid the most, because these kinds of rumors have the potential of becoming self-fulfilling prophecies that could cause a complete solvent bank to go insolvent. Mm-hmm. You might be interested to know that the Canada Deposit Insurance Corporation carried out a survey which found that people who knew the least about the corporation or about deposit insurance were 40% more likely to run compared to the people with higher level of awareness. So this is why PIDM must continue its public awareness initiative. At the end of the day, it's not just about brand building for us. During a potential crisis, we want the public to be confident that there is an authority that will protect their bank deposits, takaful and insurance benefits. This will reduce the probability of panic as we give financial consumers the assurance and peace of mind that their hard-earned savings are protected.
So there's a lot of fake news nowadays, like it's a big problem, right? Making it difficult for the average person to discern what's real and what's not. So has PIDM encountered anything like that, any problems with fake news?
Well, fortunately, Arvin, we haven't. But we have seen examples of how fake news, when combined with social media, can adversely impact and precipitate bank runs in other jurisdictions. Take, for example, the damage fake news caused to Metro Bank in the UK. In May 2019, hoax messages on Metro Bank's potential bankruptcy were circulated on WhatsApp and Twitter. These hoax messages also advised consumers of Metro Bank to withdraw their deposits and valuables from safe deposit boxes. Contrary to the earlier Northern Rock incident, the consumer and media were aware of deposit protection, which they quoted in social media postings and reports. So this actually helped to dampen the rumors and allay public concern. But the damage has been done. Mm-hmm. 5 months after the incident, Metro Bank reportedly lost up to 24% of its retail banking customers.
So coming back to our earlier discussion on scams, what is your advice for someone who thinks that they might have been scammed or they could be a victim of a PIDM-related scam?
Well, Arvin, if you think you're a victim of a PIDM-related scam, do get in touch with us. You can contact us via our toll-free number 1-800-88-1266 or email us at info@pidm.gov.my. The PIDM website also provides information on how you can contact us. Once we're able to verify the details, then we're able to advise you whether it is a scam or not and what we can do next, such as lodging a report with the relevant authorities such as Bank Negara Malaysia or even the police. As part of our education with members of the public, we'd also like to take this opportunity to share with you the right information about PIDM, such as the products that we protect, our member institutions, and most important thing, which is about PIDM's protection being free and automatic. For our listeners, I'd like to highlight that we have published a financial consumer alert page on the PIDM website. So Arvin, you can actually check it out. Members of the public can refer to examples of marketing materials or documents misrepresenting PIDM's protection or using PIDM's name and logo without authorization on this page, as it will be updated from time to time.
You just heard from Afiza Abdullah, General Manager of the Policy and International Division at PIDM, giving us some insights on the kinds of misinformation regarding the organization that's out there. Like she said, do be mindful of scams that are misusing PIDM's name. We hope that this episode has shed enough light on the subject and PIDM's overall role in the larger financial ecosystem. This episode was produced and edited by Othniel Thing and Hanif Barudin. Additional research and story direction by Rahma Pauzi. Olivia Siao is our project manager. Bhavani Viria and Diane Au assisted with additional client relations. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and I hope you've had a good time learning about PIDM and how truly valuable they are to all of us. Goodbye for now, and thanks for listening. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.